pharmacy, community pharmacy, has evolved into an information source for the community. Now, AGQ prescriptions, of course, that's a big part of our business, but we are the place to go to ask information about medication, your health needs. We get people coming all the time. Where's the local med lab? Where's the physio? You know, we can show them where they are. What would I do with this? What do I do with that? It's because we're accessible. You don't have to make an appointment. And we have all this information. And I think a lot of people don't realise just how much information we have. It's not just drug information, but, you know, all sorts of information, even websites. People might come in and say, look, this family member's just been diagnosed with an illness. And have you got any information on it? And we can give them information, or if they're very internet savvy, we can put them onto the right sites, because there's so many medical sites out there that aren't good, but we kind of know the ones that give you the correct information. That's why it's quite good to build up those relationships. Oh, yeah. So we find ourselves a little bit like a conductor as well. We often point people in the right directions where to go if there's certain things, like because we've got a relationship with, say, for example, one of our customers who had a spouse who was suffering from early dementia, and she was unaware of clubs like the Chelsea Club. So we were able to say, look, you know, have you heard of the Chelsea Club? Because she was just telling us how she was finding it difficult to get out and do a grocery shopping, and because there was sometimes no one to sit with them. And I said, well, there is a Chelsea Club, and she had no idea that existed. And so we were able to put her in contact with someone with the Chelsea Club, and now he goes along 2 mornings a week, and it gives her just that little bit of space.
So what is the Chelsea Club? I've never heard of it.
Oh, the Chelsea Club is a club in I know it's in the eastern suburbs of Wellington, and it is a club where you can go along and spend mornings, and there are caregivers there, and it's specially designed for dementia and Alzheimer's patients. And so it gives a bit of time out for the carers. So I say that maybe go to their own doctor's appointments and do some groceries or just have some time out. So it's sad, actually, that sometimes we see our customers going downhill slowly. And maybe the family member's visiting at Christmas or comes in, says, how is Mum doing? We say, well, she's not as onto it as she was about 6 months ago. And we've noticed that she used to come and dressed immaculately, like House and Garden, you know, with the gloves and the handbag and the shoes. We noticed that she's not quite as groomed as she was, and we just wondered what was going on, and does she need extra help, and, you know, things like that. We do notice that people are not quite their normal selves, and often we notice too, you know, if they're coming in every week, things aren't too good there. They're coming in maybe every week for a chat. It's obvious that there's something going on.
Yeah.
A bit lonely, or maybe there's an issue going on, so we can, it's really important to get to know your pharmacist, because we can do so much for you.
And how do you work with GPs?
We're very lucky, and I'm not saying that every area is like ours, but most areas in New Zealand are like ours, and if you've got a local medical centre, the relationship between the pharmacist and the local doctors is very good, and the nurses. And the good thing about that is maybe we can contact the doctors urgently, with maybe that you can't. So if you've got an issue and you've got an issue with medication and the doctor can't see you for 2 days, coming into the pharmacy might mean that